now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Christmas.
You mean Shout Out with him, Andy Shilton, and me, Steffi Barnett?
On the show today is Christmas.
No, it's not allowed yet. Today we talk to Nigel from Weston-super-Mare.
And Santa?
No. Alan Coulthard, he'll be talking about their charity record.
And snow, and jingles, and bells, and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, dear. You're listening to Shout Out. Stay with us.
Oh.
Thank you for loaning your lap while we were doing that.
Oh.
Yes, I'm sat on my own chair now.
That was very cosy, that was. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah.
Is that the first time I've sat on your lap?
I'll let you know when my legs come back. To my feet.
Oh, people are going to complain, Andrew.
Yes, Stephanie. Welcome to Shout Out, everyone.
Yes, a cozy opening. I think that's the cosiest opening we've ever had.
This may be an interesting show because
we need a referee, I think.
Yeah. I've got a fair bit of broken tech here as well, and Steph sat on my lap.
Well, I'm not now. I've moved.
Apologies to BCFM listeners. Our news is temporarily not working at the moment. We'll try and fix it throughout the show. So hopefully be back on the hour for you.
Yes, and the internet's also tanked, so that's not helpful.
Yes, well, that may be part of the reason why. I don't know, we'll have to have a look. So, the joys.
Yes.
So, anyway, Merry Christmas, everyone. I'd say it now.
Well, you're allowed to now. The embargo's off. It went off on the 1st of... and you've paid... You played a Christmas record in November, as far as I can remember.
I think I probably played one way back in, like September time.
And Steph has got a tree up already.
I have a new tree.
Yes,
my gorgeous hubby bought me a tree.
It's not decorated, it's led in a corner.
Well, that's only because I haven't had time.
Come on, Carl, get a grip.
No, Carl won't decorate the tree.
No?
No.
Well, instead of... Because he's sat in the office listening now.
He'd go get, like, some spray foam or something. And...
Well, they're all throwing stuff at him in the office. They're rolling paper up and throwing at him.
Oh, you remember?
So instead of doing that, he could be home doing the tree listening.
We did talk about him last week and said about being in the office. It totally freaked him out.
It did. Because it sounded like we were talking to him from the past.
From the past, right now, and could see what he was doing at that moment in time. Yes, it was quite funny.
Carl, we can. We have a time machine.
Oh, dear. I don't know.
See, the secret's out. We have our own TARDIS.
Our own, is that what you call it?
I tell you what, your lap's not very comfortable.
My lap?
No. We need a cushion next time we do that. Share a script. You have issues, don't you?
I'm multitasking. I'm trying to talk to you and fix the computer at the same time. It's not having any.
We've got some exciting surprises for you from Weston Supermare Pride. Nigel's here and his personal assistant. Yeah. Say no more. They're going to be telling us about the Christmas events and the events for fundraisers through the beginning of the year. And also, we have an exclusive from him about the actual Pride in the summer. We've also got Alan Coulthard. Remember, Alan came in...
I have been playing your single non-stop.
Yeah, I've been playing it on H&H on a Monday morning as well. A charity record to Chechnya. And it's done absolutely, really spiffingly in the charts.
Oh, has it?
Yeah, it got to, I think, number 3. And then it dropped back for some obscure reason to 126. But it's back, it went straight to number 1 again.
Something to do with the Russians, maybe.
Yes. Sorry, don't stop. Leave the conspiracy theories to the Friday afternoon show.
Sorry, Tyler, we haven't even said hello to you yet.
That's all right. I just, you know.
Just sit in the corner and giggle at us. That's what most people do. Yeah. Have you got your Christmas tree up yet?
No.
No?
No. My kids have to tidy the living room first before the tree goes up. Sorry.
They have to tidy the living
room. Well, it's their mess.
Okay.
Sorry. Maybe, you know, it's just one of those things.
Have they got a license to drive the vacuum?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And dust.
Oh, they're old enough to know how to do that.
They're 9
kids,
and
they?
13. Yeah. They're well and truly old enough to do this.
The person I'm married to can't operate a vacuum cleaner. They've no idea where the on switch
that's
is.
That's because you fell in love with vacuum cleaner and you won't let her anywhere near it.
I got a lush new one. I've dumped.
There's one thing I never thought I would talk about on Shoutout. It was the best vacuum cleaner.
I've dumped the Dyson
for
far superior
Shark.
Suction.
Yes,
Shark.
Yeah, Shark.
Sorry.
Yeah, it gives far better suction.
Well, I've never heard of a Shark. I'm assuming that's the mate
brand.
Brand.
Yeah, there are other brands available. Everyone.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like Dyson.
Yeah. Yes, and Hoover and Hot Point.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember in one of my previous jobs, Dyson was a potential customer, and the one thing they briefed you about when you go in is do not call it a Hoover.
No, people do that, don't they? Yeah. They use the term Hoover for vacuum.
They were the original, so the big one.
Yeah.
So they also had a bit of a nasty one when they tried to give away a free flight with Hoover.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, that was a while ago.
Yeah. That was on Watchdog, I remember that. Yeah.
It went totally, utterly wrong.
Bonkers.
Yes. So, anyway, should we get some events from you? I'd normally go straight to the jingle, but we have half a PC, so let's do it like that.
There we go. Oh. We could have sung it.
No.
How would you sing this?
No.
Got this, Steph. Sorry, Tara. I put you off before you've got to go on air and talk about it. Right, what are we talking about today?
9th of December, we've got Pin Up UK Annual Christmas Party.
Right.
Which is at the Queen's Shilling. So it's ain't no party like a pin-up party. New venue, new format, new entertainment. So it's got a Bev's a Family Fortunes game show. Two teams battle it out to win the most prizes. Pin-up versus drag. So they quite like the drag at the Queen's Shilling, don't they? So happy hours until midnight. £1.50 for shots. Entries £8. Tickets linked. You can find the link on their website. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. And the show starts 7 p.m. till 8 p.m. And the DJ is from 10 p.m. And the doors open for the regular award-winning Queen's Shilling nightclub night. So
shout out! This is award-winning, yes.
Yeah.
Along with the other ones as well. I should point out.
It's a nice venue. I like it. It's nice and friendly, and the toilets are always very clean. I find so that's always a plus. So the next thing is I thought I'd do something slightly different for a change. So I thought off the record, I just thought mention off the record for your younger members on the audience.
You can't really miss it in our market now, really, can you?
No, but I was going to cover Bath as well. So there's LGBT in space. So it's
in space.
And space, it says.
Oh, right.
Space to I be thought used. You said in space. Okay.
No, LGBT people in space. That's a new one. All right. No, that's a hobby
space.
I like.
So it's space to be yourself. That's the whole premise of it. So it's ages 13 to 21.
That really ruined my kind of NASA treatment.
Yeah, and that's for LGBT plus, asexual and sexual genderqueer minorities, and anyone questioning their sexuality are more than welcome. So they've got on Tuesdays they've got the LGBT plus youth group at Space, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. and then Thursdays they've got Space LGBT plus activists at 5:30 to 7:15 p.m. and that's in Bath. So it's like, you know, we're also doing Bristol. I thought
I wonder if there is an LGBT plus space group. No, people that like
what?
Stars.
Spaced
space.
Out group.
That's called shout out, isn't it?
So you want to know if NASA have got an LGBT
team? No, I would imagine NASA do have an LGBT, well, not team, but
well,
you know,
I
most
don't
big
know.
Businesses
I,
have a...
I reckon it's a carrot top that's probably got rid of that. Sorry. And then, of course, I just mentioned OTR have got similar ideas. They've got Freedom Youth in Bristol. So, and let's see. So they've got two age groups, 13 to 19 and 19 to 25. And go on their website to find out what their events are. To be honest, I thought we'd just make a change just to cover younger people rather than the, you know, not everyone can go to the pub.
No, true.
Technically, until you're 18.
Well, not technically, you can't.
Or, well, I remember when I was like 17.
I can't remember being 18.
Did you know?
No.
Cool. So that's it.
Marvellous. Thank you very much, Tara.
That's right, thank you.
We'll be right back.
shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
What's like Rihanna by The Wanted? I do like The Wanted.
You walk a bit like Rihanna.
Only
just
on a weekend,
saying, just yeah. Putting it out there, Andy.
Only on a weekend.
Really? I don't want to know about your weekends.
I think with parties coming up with Christmas, it's, you know.
I'm fully booked.
Yeah. Say an invalid number.
Yeah. Right, we have Nigel and Jackie from Western Supermare Pride. Now, you've been going 5 years next summer, Nigel.
It's 5 years next year, yes. That's pretty amazing.
Isn't it?
It is.
I'm amazed, yeah. That's gone quick. I didn't know it was 5 years. I thought it was about three.
Yeah, it has gone quick. And
they've got bigger and bigger, haven't they?
Yeah, it's becoming quite a beautiful event. I'm really proud of what we've managed to achieve in Weston.
So you
it's
should be.
Lovely.
Yeah.
It really is.
I like the atmosphere down there. It's very intimate, isn't it?
It is stuffy, and that's exactly how we want to keep it, really. That, you know, we want to stay in Grove Park. You know, we've talked about looking at other venues and things, but you know, the venue that we've got is really something quite special.
It is very nice, but is obviously size limited, isn't it, Grove Park?
It is, and, you know, we hit capacity last year, and, you know, we've had to look at ways in which we can sort of, like, try to create that all over again, and then, you know, to allow for that extra capacity. Mm. We've brought on a second day. We're going to do Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
To create something a little bit different.
Yeah.
You know, we want to do the Saturday as the Pride Day, and then the Sunday we want to sort of like celebrate comedy, arts and culture, and just give the Sunday something different, you know, for the community.
That's a good idea, spreading it across 2 days, isn't it? Do you remember when you were having problems with the coffee shop over on the far side? But last year it was actually integral, wasn't it? How did you manage that one?
A little bit of time, a little bit of patience, you know, and, you know.
Because I remember the year before that, he was fenced off, wasn't he? Because he wouldn't join in.
Well, it was actually a time when he wasn't very well as well. So, you know, we sort of like, we kept the door open and, you know, in the months that followed the Pride, where he wasn't there, we started making contact with him and sort of like saying, well, really, we would like you included somehow.
Mm.
And, you know, the talk started and, he came out to the idea.
Negotiations worked.
They did indeed.
Now, you've got some really good events coming up, haven't you, for fundraisers and that. You've got a big Christmas shindig. On the 22nd. Now, who's starring in that one?
Well, we've got the award-winning Fanny Burns.
Fanny's back.
A little bit of Fanny on Friday, the 22nd of December. And she's coming to... she's coming to Club Taboo.
Right.
In Western Supermare.
Oh, so it's Taboo, not Cameo?
It's not Cameo, it's Club Taboo, so we can get a lot of people in there and just have a really good time with the dance floor in there and the lighting. And Dave Frost, who's known for his DJ Frosty set from the Lodge days, he's going to bring his tunes back in. And, yeah, we're going to have a nice night with Fanny.
Excellent. Jackie, how long have you been working for Western Supermare Pride? You just come on board?
Well, that's an interesting one, because I've known Nigel for 5 years and I always supported Pride. This year I was invited to help on the gate, which I gladly did.
So he's twisted your arm
in his inimitable style. And so I rocked up at 9 o'clock in the morning, and 12 hours later I staggered away in the rain. But it was the most fantastic experience, and my daughter also came and helped, and it was just that joy of seeing all the people that I know in Western actually coming and being part of Pride. And it's wonderful. It's just fantastic for the town and for all of us who live in the town. And now I am secretary of the LGBT Forum, and it's just an honour and a privilege to be part of such a fantastic crew. It's a great team.
That forum, does it cover just Weston, or do you cover in Somerset?
We're North Somerset LGBT Forum. So,
right, okay,
yeah,
so the
whole county.
Covering, yeah, but the Pride will remain Weston Supermare centric, I guess. Yeah.
It is, and attracting lots of people from the southwest because we are, quote unquote, a reputation for being the friendliest Pride.
Yeah.
And I feel that
the amount
resident.
Of families that were there last year says a lot, doesn't it? That's testimony to being friendly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what I like as well about Prides now is like the Bristol one. You get a lot of straight people there, supporters, families. And it's just nice that it's not a gay Pride anymore. It's just a Pride to celebrate Pride in.
Yes.
In diversity.
Exactly, and that whole message of equality and inclusion is very much a part of Western world, and that's one of the reasons I love living in Western.
Mm. And you've got a lot of support from outside, haven't you, sponsorship-wise? There's a lot of companies sponsor Western Supermare and get involved. You've got a lot of support from the police.
Yes, because one of our trustees is a member of the local police force, and she's worked with Nigel from day one to build... to build Pride. It is an integral part of the community, and it's well respected, and the partners that we have are testimony to the quality that the Pride team bring with the event.
Right, now going on to Pride itself.
Yeah.
It's going to be the fifth one, as Nigel said. Nigel, come on, give us the rundown. Now you've already told us that Fizz is going to be there. Now, Fizz isn't all of, is not the whole of Bucks Fizz, is it?
So no, it's three of them.
Three of them.
So we've got Cheryl, Bobby and Jay.
Right.
And then, so the Fizz, yeah, that's your headline act for the Saturday. And very much looking forward to having them with us. They're going to do a meet and greet.
Oh, are they?
They are.
Oh, good.
They are, and
that's
all the old
cool.
hits.
Yeah, that, a lot of the Prides.
All the old hits and some of the new stuff for the Fizz.
Making your mind up.
Please don't start singing.
I can see that park now. It's just such a good thought.
Yeah, and what I'd like to say as well, from now you've got shout out support and we will be there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you both so much. Yeah. And
who else? Can we have any exclusives, or have you got to keep shtum?
We can do an exclusive for you, Steffi.
Oh, it'll be rude.
It'll be rude to come all this way.
I know. Seven stations as well.
I know. And you know what? You know, we love Shout Out and BCFM. You know, you do some amazing work in the community. Love the new venue. This is nice.
Yes, welcome to our new studio.
Yes, thank you, love. Here, thank you. So, yes. So, yeah, for Shout Out listeners, we're having Jordan Gray back, and Jordan Gray will be coming for the weekend, and will be hosting the second day.
Oh, hosting?
Amazing. Hosting the second day with her comedy acts and some singing, and yeah. So, Western Supermare Pride, Southwest, yes, you've got Jordan Gray for the weekend.
Wow.
Fabulous. That's brilliant.
And what I love as well is that you've got a two-dayer.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Although that must make it twice the work for you guys to sort out as well.
Well, we've just got to grow the team some more. And, you know, the team are, you know, they're so passionate about what they do. And I think that's the beauty of what we've got in Weston, you know. They all want to see it work. They want to see it happen. And they fill it with the love. And I think that's sort of like, you know, you sense that on that park because, you know, we really believe in acknowledging LGBT plus, you know, so.
Well, that is a good question because, of course, we often concentrate on the acts and everything. Are you looking for volunteers to help?
We are indeed. And, you know, if you want to get involved with West Supermare Pride, please do get in touch. And I'll just, you know, give you the email. It's hello@wsmpride.com. You can go on the website wsmpride.com.
What kind of things are you after volunteers?
Well, it's quite broad. You know, it doesn't matter about your capabilities. You know, and it doesn't matter that you've never done a Pride before. You know, there's members of the team now who've yeah, they'll be in the fifth year next year.
And so really they've got
a little bit of experience of doing this. So, you know, just come and shadow somebody, see what you think, and, you know, just get involved. And it can be anything from coming to work at the gate, come and do a bit of running backstage. You can, you know, come and just help tidy up at the end, come and put the fencing up. You know, there's lots to do. It's...
And what about, you know, throughout the year? Are there still, you still have to people to help with the organising behind the scenes?
Yeah, get involved now. We've just linking in with the university tomorrow to look at the volunteer packages. We've got some really good people that are in the community who are going to support the volunteers, making sure they've got the health and safety and all of that sort of stuff going forward, and give them a bit of training, what to expect and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, all year round. And then, of course, you know, in order to do a Pride, we've got to raise funds. You know, Prides are not cheap to do. And with that, you know, we look at doing fundraising on the high street. And you can have some fun with that. You can throw a disco, you can have a cake store, you can do whatever you like, really. You know, bring the ideas to us and we'll try and make it happen.
So what fundraisers are organised for? You got anything for, like, the new year or spring?
Well, we've got the Christmas party, and then we've got a meeting this Sunday coming, and hopefully there's a nice long list of things they want to do, and right, we'll take it from there.
Well, you just let us know.
Oh, bless you.
And we can put it on our website, and as you tweet, we will retweet.
That's the one, Steffi.
You're all over that Twitter, aren't you? I just can't.
I've been Twitter-pated.
It works for us.
So, well, listen, it's been lovely to catch up with you both. It's always really odd thinking about Pride, well, it's like Lily Christmas. It's not the kind of thing you normally think.
Well, we had a couple of weeks ago, we had Darren in from Bristol Pride. Yeah. But the thing is, you've got a lot of fundraisers coming up over Christmas, haven't you? So it's important the message gets out there.
It is.
And it's nice to know for the listeners who's going to be on actually at Pride Day, because people can start getting excited now.
Yes.
And looking forward to something.
Yes. So we've got the Fizz of Pride Day as the headliner, and then we've got Jordan Gray for the whole weekend to entertain you. And locally from Western Supermare, we've got the Napinski Brothers headlining on the Sunday.
Marvellous.
Right.
Well, I'm sure we will catch up with you again before the big event, obviously. But for now, very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Do take some time off and have some turkey if you are non-veggie.
I certainly will.
And we'll catch up with you in the new year.
Yeah, bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you both.
So now stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. News headlines up next.
The Shout Out podcast.
Reggaeton Lento. That's the name of that.
Reggaeton.
Yeah, I can't do that. I won't even try, because I just sound stupid when I do.
Well, you've got issues with your tongue.
That's CNCO in the Little Mix, that one. I really like it. It's a funky one. So, hello, Terry.
Hello. How are you? I'm fine. I was just been admiring the Christmas tree out in the lobby.
The BCFM Christmas tree. I think it's smaller than last year. One? I don't know. Is it?
I assumed it was Eastern Community Centre.
Oh, okay.
I think our one's white and covered in discs, don't you remember?
Oh yes, it was. Yes, did we leave it over there?
No,
in our last studio.
I don't know, is the honest truth.
We'll have to claim it back late one night. Yeah,
somebody
must
have a key to the place.
We'll go in, steal it back, yeah.
So, anyway, should we get some news headlines?
Of course. This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 7th of December. And as you may have heard on news bulletins on your local community radio station today, Australia's Parliament has passed legislation to implement marriage equality. The process has been welcomed by a wide variety of groups, and the passage of the legislation was met in Parliament with applause and singing. 58-year-old Kevin Wilshaw today lives a quiet life in southeast England, where he is an openly gay man, and he's recently attended a synagogue where he said prayers for his Jewish grandfather. But this wasn't always the case. For more than 20 years, he was active in Britain's far political right groups, including the British Movement and the National Front. The BM was more extreme than the NF and comprised more of a skinhead fraternity. Wilshaw this month talks to the Jewish Chronicle newspaper, where he explains that even though he knew he was both gay and Jewish, he joined right-wing groups as a disaffected teenager. Skinheads, with their aggression and male bonding, offered an identity in the same way that some young men today feel the need to join gangs. Eventually, however, his world began to unravel. Rumours of his homosexuality began to circulate on far-right websites, and he started to receive hate mail from the very groups he had helped build up. So defiantly, he embraced his gay and Jewish roots, abandoned his previous friends, and started working with the anti-fascist campaign group Hope Not Hate. LGBT Conservatives, which is the new name for the old Tory campaign for homosexual equality, has challenged the leader of the new look left of centre Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, to distance himself from a series of inflammatory anti-gay tweets made by the music artist Stormzy. The artist, who performs in the genre known as grime, was revealed to have made the homophobic slurs on social media in 2014 after an investigation by the LGBT news magazine Attitude this month. Mr. Corbyn has to date made no statement. Labour has reaffirmed its commitment to LGBT civil rights as part of its more radical recent manifesto. However, some observers have expressed concern that macho far leftists have infiltrated the party and that it has developed a problem with anti-women, anti-gay and anti-Jewish rhetoric. Not strictly LGBT related, but something that will interest the many gay and trans people who love the revolutionary music of disco, which captivated the liberation of the 70s and formed a soundtrack to the decade. Disco and the related genres of jazz, funk and soul are to be the mainstays of the just relaunched Soul Train Radio. Soul Train has been streaming online for some years and has had a close working relationship with Shoutout's home station of BCFM in central Bristol. Now though, it's striking out on its own as a full-time radio station by joining the digital DAB network in the Greater Bristol area. Full programmes began last night, and the impressive DJ roster includes Tristan Belitho, formerly of BBC Radio Bristol, and Clement McCarthy, one of the founders of Radio FTP in the late 80s, a hugely successful pirate station which came in from the cold to gain legal status and is now part of the KISS FM service. Not to be outdone, BCFM have rededicated their Sunday schedule to soul music, with the whole afternoon between 12 and 6 being dedicated to disco and other similar genres. And finally, the Sun newspaper has never had a reputation for friendliness towards minority groups, even though it now claims to have changed. And so you can imagine that it was with some surprise that readers found an even-handed interview with a three-way relationship in New York. Chris and Matt were a couple, but described themselves as homo-flexible. And so it has been that for the last 5 years, they have shared home and love life with Kate, a bi-identified woman. The three, who describe themselves as a thruple, say that their families are very supportive of the relationship and that they might raise children in the longer term. For these news stories and more from the LGBT universe, check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt. For Shoutout News, this has been Terry Starr.
Shout out news.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
So you're still not a Christmas song in sight.
No, that was rather good. I'm impressed with your music choice.
Yeah, that's called Let It Shine by Steve Redden's. That is a remix version. That's a Dirty Disco remix. So kind of.
Why am I not
really
surprised?
So yeah, no, I like to change the music around mostly. Do it just with my Lara, I swear, because she hates my taste in music, doesn't she?
Yeah, but what's not to like about that? It's very Brazilian, isn't it?
Yeah. It's kind of like carnival style.
Yes.
Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reminds me of Sense8 when they were in Rio.
Oh, I've not seen that.
Not seen what?
Sense8.
You're kidding me.
Yeah,
are you the only person on the planet not seen Sense8?
Do you know how much there is on Netflix?
Anyone else says in the studio that they haven't seen it either? Have you seen it, Alan?
No, I haven't. I started.
Alan Coulthard, no! Alan,
you've been watching.
I've been watching Stranger Things.
Of course you have.
I like Stranger Things. Have you seen Stranger Things?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Have you seen Stranger Things? Have you got Netflix?
I have got Netflix. Yeah.
So,
I'm watching the new Dynasty.
I can't believe that two gay guys have not watched Sense8.
So I will. I will
watch it when I get home.
You need to come out the closet, boys.
So we've started watching the one that's been all the controversy, the House of Cards.
We
can't start watching that. It's actually, we're on series one, so we've got a long way to go.
You
but
have.
It's quite good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway, hello, Alan.
Changing the subject.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Stephanie.
Lovely to have you back. Sorry, we are talking music, I suppose. It does kind of count talking about that last track. So.
Now, last time you were in, you were telling us that you were going to record a charity single for Chechnya, people in Chechnya. That's been done and recorded, and it's been a massive hit. Alan, tell us about it.
Oh, wow, we're so pleased about it. We recorded on two occasions. The first time in Manchester at the Gay Pride, and we had the amazing Sybil there and Angie Brown and also Susanna D and some other wonderful people. And then we decided to record it again, or at least record it with some more vocalists, including the amazing Sam Bailey, who came to us in London at the end of September. And it was released a couple of weeks ago and reached number one in the iTunes vocal album chart and is doing really well in the club. So we're all very happy.
It's very successful, isn't it?
Like you will have heard it because, of course, we started playing it a couple of weeks ago. I really played it again. I think I played it again last week.
Yeah, well, I've been playing it on my
exclusive.
Own shows.
You had
well,
the exclusive.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we had a pre-release, didn't we, from Energize.
You did indeed, yes. You were one of the early supporters. In fact, the most prominent supporter in the early days.
Oh. Yes. Yeah, even before Stronger Together, we were supporting
indeed
Energize, Nikki French and Angie Brown.
There's some brilliant names there as well.
Energize have got some good names, haven't they?
They have indeed. Although there's not that many Energize artists on the record, but Energize are very supportive in the release, and it's released on my own label, LWP, but in association with Energize, who've been wonderful with the promotion side of things. Mm.
Is it vinyl as well, or just...
No, vinyl is something we've talked about, but haven't gone so far as to...
Because when you said that it's your own label, LWP, came into my head then was a 7-inch single from the 60s and 70s with, like, Parlophone on it in Columbia, and I just... LWP.
You're showing your age there, Stephanie.
Tamamota, I've still got about...
I'd love to have it on vinyl, maybe next year.
But ironically, BCFM is equipped for vinyl. We do have turntables in the studio here. Yeah.
Record players, sorry.
You can say turntables, can't you? They don't play 78s, I don't know that much.
No, well, when I was DJing the 70s, it was turntables.
Yeah. Now, give us some of the background. What was it in aid of?
Well, the charity is actually ILGA Europe, who are collecting money for Chechnya, the poor gay guys principally, but basically LGBTI persons in Chechnya who are being persecuted because of their sexual orientation. I mean, you must have heard in the news some of the dreadful events that are occurring in Chechnya.
Yeah.
It's really, really been going on since July, I think, or maybe even before then. Mm. I heard about it in July and thought it would be a good charity to use for this project, and it's just snowballed from there.
Mm. It's not gone away though, has it?
No.
Thought Chechnya would have gone quiet, but it hasn't. It's trending on Twitter all the time,
exactly.
Isn't it? Hashtag Chechnya.
And it's just a slippery slope, really, because it's happening in lots of other countries as well. I was reading about Azerbaijan, also a similar sort of persecution, and that's why I'm very committed to this project and this cause, because really if we don't say something now and stop these events occurring, it could happen in other parts of the world. And I think there's a mentality in this country as well that supports maybe not quite the violence in the same way, but we see stories all the time of violence against gay people and all forms of sexual orientation in this country, violence against those people. So I think it needs to be given more awareness than it has already, and hopefully this record will do that.
Yeah, well, it's certainly brought to light the troubles in Chechnya and put a spotlight on it. We're going to be playing the track after the interview, so if you haven't heard it, then you will. And if you do hear it, then go out and purchase it.
Yes.
Now, where is it available from? I think it's on iTunes, isn't it?
Yes, it's on iTunes. It's on Amazon Digital. You can buy CD copies, a hard copy, through the Energize website. And, please buy another copy if you
now,
can.
Now, is that an EP with multiple mixes on?
Yes.
Extended play?
Extended play, yeah. Yes. That's why it's been available.
I wouldn't have known that, honestly.
You're kidding.
No.
These youngsters.
That's why it's been available. It's the album charts, really, that we've gone into. We've not released it as a single as yet, but
right.
maybe some other time.
Well, maybe that's the next step, isn't it? Just to keep the profile going.
Yeah, and I'd just like to say it's not just been me. That I've had lots of people helping me with this, and without them...
Just mention them if you want to, Alan.
Well,
it's worthwhile, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly. I've had Susanna D, who's been wonderful. She's one of the singers, but she also helped me. Matt James... Jason Darcy, Bristol Lad, and Mario Kiriakou as well have also been helping me, and of course the wonderful Rob Sainsbury, who sings on the track and who was helping me in the early stages of the
and
project.
Also a friend of Shoutout,
of course,
he performed the Shoutout Awards, did he not?
Yes, indeed. Yes.
So what's next?
Well,
I know you well enough to know you don't sit still, so there must be something boiling.
We have got some plans. I mean, certainly we're looking into doing something at Pride's next year, perhaps showing the video and maybe even some of the artists who are singing on the record. If they happen to be at the Pride, they could perhaps introduce the video or maybe even perform the song to a backing track. It's very early days. We haven't progressed that. And then we have got some other ideas as well, which I can't say anything about at this stage.
Okay. Can't blame us for trying, though, can you? Hoping, it is live radio.
We're hoping Stronger Together will become a bit of an anthem for the gay community or the LGBTI community.
It's got that real kind of, that lovely classic poppy... it almost reminds me of some of the Steps tunes, if I'm 100% honest.
I can't believe you said that, because I went to the Steps concert last week and I was thinking exactly the same thing. If I could tap into that market, the Steps market.
Have you got choreography for it? That's the thing
that's what we need next, actually.
Well, don't forget,
we have got video, but it doesn't have any sort of choreography in it.
Those of a certain age will remember the 90s when dance music was all powerful and Angie Brown was quite big then.
Except we had things like
And Sybil, of course. Yeah, Sybil was huge as well.
Yeah.
In fact, Stronger Together was a 90s recording. And I must, of course, mention Stockham Waterman, who wrote the original song. An amazing song that hadn't really been appreciated. I actually listened to the song because it was actually on a Megamix idea, because you probably remember that I was the
DMC.
Originator of the Megamix. And I listened to a Sybil Megamix about 2 years ago. I thought, oh, hang on a minute, Stronger Together is a really good song and it's got a good gay message. And perhaps it could be covered, and it sort of all led to this, really.
Yeah. All your stuff still being played on a Monday morning.
Oh, thank you very much, Steffi. Much appreciated.
Well, listen, it's lovely to catch up with you.
Thank you
so much for letting us be the first to play it. It's great when we get those kind of things happening. It really is. We're going to play it now. So do you want to sing it or hear? Do you want to intro
Why not?
It?
This is Living Without Prejudice, Stronger Together, and it's the Matt Pop edit, I believe.
The Shout Out Podcast.
There you go. That's Stronger Together.
So get onto iTunes
or
Energize website and purchase.
Yes.
Please, because it is going to a good cause.
Yeah.
ILGA Europe. Helping people.
Yeah, good really, organisation.
I was really worried when I said it sounds a bit Steps-like. It was like, it's interesting you say that. I thought, no, I've said the wrong thing.
No, it does, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
It's very poppy.
Yeah.
Very nice. I just introduce a new member of the clan? A new apprentice, my young Padawan.
Your young what?
Padawan.
What the hell is that?
And that's the name that the Jedi's use for their trainees.
Did you not know I'm a Jedi? The Force is with me.
I've not watched Star Wars.
The Force is with me.
I can't believe that. I always thought you were a big sci-fi geek.
He's not watched Sensei either.
Oh, here we go.
Not the only one.
Back to the song. You're a young Padawan.
Yes. Louis.
Hello.
Hello, Louis.
Yes, his first, hello, Louis. First yes. words on air, it was hello. You'll remember that. You need to keep the podcast to that. Yeah. Somewhere safe.
We got the recording of you on your first show somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll dig it up. You've been threatening that for years.
You need to do that one.
I have got the jingles
for
that
the
you
sing. For the Christmas special, I did reckon. Well, that's embarrassment enough.
Well, when your finger failed to push the button and I sang the jingle instead.
No, it wasn't my finger. Do you remember the computer crashed and you and Terry sang the opening jingle? It was hilarious. And then someone wrote in and complained.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, they thought they were the BBC and they didn't want their licence money being spent on that kind of bad radio. And when we said, actually, no, we're community, they wrote back and said, oh, I'm ever so sorry, your show's amazing. It was like a quite backhanded compliment.
Very backhanded compliment, isn't it? That somebody thought we were as good as the BBC.
Well, just to say that our stuff does go on the BBC. Well,
yes, of course, it does go on Radio Bristol, doesn't it? Picks
and
up
Somerset.
Some of our stuff, yes. And Somerset Sound, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So, anyway, new Padawan.
Yes.
You're training.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Training in the ways of the Force.
Yes.
He's been here for a couple of weeks watching.
And, yes.
But that's the beauty of radio. If you don't say anything, no one knows you're there, do they, Steph? That's why you're so loud.
And hope you've not scared them.
What?
You've not scared them.
Scared him? No.
Scared them, yeah.
No, not yet.
No. No. That's good.
That's because... were you in the studio at the opening when everything was crashing around our ears and I had to jump onto Andy's lap?
No, I wasn't actually.
You
I was
that
late.
Bit.
I was late.
Thankfully.
I saw it. I need my eyes protected.
Well,
it
was,
honestly.
Yeah. It was not a pretty sight.
No. Yeah, luckily no one took a photo, thank God, because you know what it's like. Mary was here, it would have been on Twitter.
Yes.
Or Facebook or like so. Anyway, Christmas. Christmas.
Indeed, Christmas is coming.
I've got my first Christmas party tomorrow.
Have you?
Yes.
Anywhere nice you'll go?
I don't know, it's a place at the top of Park Street. Works organised it, I can't remember the name of them, honestly. Yes, I'm more excited about the fact that we're going to a cocktail bar beforehand.
Are you ever going to see the food?
See the
food?
Yeah. Although we're eating really early. I think we're eating about 6 o'clock or something. So it's that kind of season, isn't it, for Christmas do's at work?
Yeah. And
yes, of course it is. Yeah. Lovely run up to Christmas. It's quite nice this time of year. Yeah.
I had a Santa hat on today.
Has anyone finished their Christmas shopping yet?
I have, actually.
You have?
Yeah.
I've got one left. I bet you have. I bet yours is all under the tree.
No, we got the grandkids to get, but we know what to get them. We took them around all the toy stores last weekend, and so they've chosen a few, and so we will now go back and purchase.
But which is your preference, online or shopping in person?
I found online shopping to be really very good this year because it just avoids all those.
I do things. Sometimes. Although saying that, you know, Black Friday, it was supposed to be packed.
Compare the prices.
No, I didn't really. I was just going into M&S to get some bread, but I went into the Mall on Black Friday, bread. And it was empty. I was told it was going to be packed and the roads, but yeah.
I think all the hype of that's gone, isn't it?
Yeah. I think people avoided it like the plague.
Yeah, but there's also that whole that it's like the discounted prices. Like, no, it's only discounted because you put it up last week for a week. I found.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
Quite a few places
people found
did that.
The prices were the same or even cheaper. Before Black Friday.
Yeah.
It doesn't work here. It's an American thing.
No, but I like the fact you can click a box and it comes wrapped through the post already for you.
It's so simple to spend, mate. Do you find that
easy.
Online?
Yeah, yeah.
Very easy. Anyway, that's all for today. But next week, Santa will be here. It will be Christmas songs galore, I promise.
No, it really won't, Andy. Listen again, shoutoutradio.lgbt. And next week... a different Little Mermaid.
No Santa?
No Andy?
No.
Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye bye!
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.